interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, first, let's go to a Walmart in Massachusetts where a woman's in some trouble. She faces the possible potential loss of her license to carry a firearm after she was in the line Monday night at the cashier, and she's digging through her purse with her toddler in the cart, digging through her purse at the cashier when the 31-year-old mistakenly fired her 9mm handgun. And this is about 9:30 at night Monday night. The licensing authority was notified. They said the woman will be charged with discharging a firearm within 500 feet of an occupied building. The projectile was recovered from the floor near, the aisle there. But she had her toddler in the cart with her, and she had her fully loaded 9mm pistol just rolling around in her purse when she went searching for that debit card.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you this knucklehead here in Oak Harbor. This guy in Oak Harbor is being accused of trying to run over the wrong man, not once, but twice. So imagine you're this guy, the victim. He's doing some work at a trailer park when all of a sudden a pickup truck comes at him. And he had to run to the other side of the road to avoid getting hit by this pickup truck. And it was clear to this guy, that guy was coming at me. Minutes later, the pickup truck came back and made another run at this guy. He jumps out of the way. This time he gets hit a little bit in the leg. Turns out the guy in the pickup truck thought that the worker was his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. He wasn't. He got the wrong guy.
Oops.
And now the suspect is facing 14 months in prison if convicted of the charges.
And we'll bookend your Whidbey Island with another bad girl, this time from Louisiana. Apparently, a bunch of women were brawling outside of a bar in Louisiana. Is it Houma or Houma, Louisiana?
How are you spelling it?
H-O-U-M-A.
I don't know.
About 45 miles Houma? Southwest of New Orleans. So a bunch of women are brawling Friday night outside of a bar, and the cops come to break it up. One of the women, a 36-year-old named Michelle Smith, was in the fray when one of the cops stepped in and tried to stop the fight. And that's when she latched onto him and bit his ear off, John. According to police, she bit a large portion of his right ear completely off, it says, and then fled the scene. They're still looking for her. They issued a warrant for her arrest and plan to charge her with second-degree battery once they catch her. The cop was taken to the hospital. Not clear if doctors were able to sew his ear back on or not.
Are you still hearing at that point? Can you put that thing back on there?
You bite off a cop's ear in a bar fight. That's some bad girl stuff right there.
Stay out of the bars in Houma or Houma. Louisiana?
Yes, sir.